Hello, this is Phil. I'm calling for national opinion surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And, well, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And well, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
78.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 24 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, thanks. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay. And is that much more or somewhat more important than usual?
Yes.
Okay, so important would be much or somewhat important?
Say that again?
Yes, you mentioned that is important to you. However, is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Yes, strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, so from these options, which one would you choose? Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very satisfied. From those four options?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, say, and about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Making college more affordable and forgiving students' debts, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, border security, combating divisions and racism.
Uh, hate to say it, but you'd have to repeat that again.
No worries. Thinking about issues facing the country, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress focus on? You can select up to two of these options: making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, border security, combating division and racism.
Abortion rights and lowering the cost of medication.
Okay. Could you repeat the second option you said, please? There was a connection issue.
Lower the medication costs.
Okay. Thank you. Well, next question. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Hakeem Jeffries.
I can't rate him.
Sorry?
I know very little about him.
Sorry?
I can't rate them. I know very little about him.
Oh, okay. And, well, Donald Trump?
0.
Okay, Cornell West?
80.
Democrats in Congress?
75.
Republicans in Congress?
35.
Kamala Harris?
85.
Joe Biden?
85.
Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
35.
Sorry, is it 75 or 35?
35.
Okay. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for the president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornell West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little, nothing at all.
Yes, a lot.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
More favorable.
I'm sorry, we have connection issues. Can you repeat that again?
More favorable.
Okay. That would that be, and that is much much more favorable, or just on what favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. In short words, and what do you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
His opponent.
Sorry?
His opponent.
His opponent.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.